time for Saturday Night Theatre.
The Maroon Cortina by Peter Worley, with Don Henderson as Barry and Linda Rook as Janice.
It's all right. It's all right, Mama. Anyway, you do.
First we knew of it, it was Sunday morning. All of a sudden, there's police everywhere. All that back lane's fenced off, and word went round that this young girl that lives across the road... Well, young, what would she be? 16, 17? Amanda, they called her. And she's been found, strangled down there, not 50 yards from her own front door. Terrible. That's what we all said. Terrible. And before you knew it, they were at our door. Yes?
Police.
Oh.
Mrs. Clark, is it?
Yes.
You have a son, Alan?
Yes.
Is he in?
Yes, he's still in bed.
All right, what's up?
It's police. This is my husband.
We want to talk to Alan.
All right. And what for?
There's been a young girl found.
Yeah, we know. So?
So, we think Alan may be able to help us.
Where is he anyway?
Still in bed.
Get him up.
Yeah.
Perhaps if I could come in, Mr. Clark.
I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can stop right there then. Wait while Alan comes. Then we'll get this sorted out.
But there were no sorting out. They wanted him down at that police station and they weren't taking no for an answer. Of course, Barry were huffing and puffing and deafing and blinding. But none of it did any good. They took Alan off, and that was the last we saw of him for all. It must have been a day and a night. Not a word of what were going on. I were nearly going out of me mind. And everybody knew. All Road knew he'd been taken. And then all of a sudden, he just walked back in through the door again. Just walked in as though nought had happened.
But what did they say?
Just said I could go.
Well, thank God for that.
So what were they wanted you for, then?
Well, I'd been to that disco at Wagoner's.
Yeah?
Where she'd been.
Yeah?
And I live across from her.
Yeah?
So they were trying to make out that I'd, like, walked to Rome and then...
Oh, they'll say out, won't they? Just so long as they can pin it on somebody.
They thought they you...
That I'd killed her, yeah.
You know who that copper is, don't you? That copper that were here.
Curtis.
Yeah, it were him that tried to do me at the arcade when that packy were found with them drugs on him. They tried to make out that I knew what were going on.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, they're trying to get back at me, aren't they? Trying to get back at me, through our Alan.
They'd no evidence to note, have they? No, you know.
No!
No witnesses.
How could they have?
Well, I mean...
How could they have witnesses when he didn't do it?
He's fought claiming.
No!
Of course, they're no bloody witnesses. They've tried it on, and they've come unstuck. They'll have to find someone else to try and pin it on now, won't they?
Only wish I could have been like Barry, knowing that our Alan had nought to do with it. I don't think he even asked him. You were that sure. Well, somebody had done it. Somebody's son. Anyhow, he didn't go to arcade for the rest of the week. His dad said he were to stop off. And then on Wednesday, which were my birthday, as if things weren't bad enough, Ron turned up in afternoon. I suppose I were glad at chance to talk. But if he expected aught else, then he's going to be disappointed.
That has to go on, though.
It will. I'm just not in the mood for sex, that's all.
Ah, come on.
Anyway, state my nerves are in. I don't think I could lie still long enough.
I came to see how you were. And anyway, your Alan's in the house, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right then, is he?
Seems to be. Tells me no, though. He practically lives up in that room. We never see him down here.
What does he do all the time?
He's got a telly and a dartboard.
Know what he's probably doing now?
Yeah?
He's probably wondering what the hell you were doing down here.
Oh, me?
Yeah, middle afternoon.
Well, I'm a friend of the family, aren't I?
Oh, that's what you are, is it?
Well, all right, if you want something specific.
Not me, love, no, but our Alan knows.
See, I'll call you a birthday present for you.
And what when he says, let's have a look?
Well, sorry, me cat. It's a diamond-studded G-string and you're wearing it.
You have a comfortable imagination, you have. Yeah, I don't know why you've come today, Ron. I don't, honestly.
I want to see how you were.
I'm frigid.
Yeah, not that.
I'll be wrapped twist as well if this goes on for much longer.
Yeah. Have you had much, you know, newspaper reporters, that sort of thing?
No. They've been sniffing around neighbours. They haven't been here.
Huh?
I had some letters.
Letters?
Anonymous.
Huh?
One with no stamp on. Of course, me, thick as I come, I pay excess postage on it, don't I? They're not funny when you read them.
No, I'm sure.
Stuff they say. We know he did it. It's going to be his turn next.
That's some sick minds, aren't they?
I got a card that was nice.
Card?
I thought it was for my birthday, but it's all sort of religious. Well, you know, that way inclined. Thinking of you in your time of trouble. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Who sent it?
St. Matthew. Sent? I thought you said sent.
No.
Sent. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. Old couple next door, about one.
Very nice.
It makes a change from all obscenities.
I shall have to go in 10 minutes.
Ron.
Yeah? What?
You don't think that he, you know, did it?
What? You're...
Alan.
Of course I don't. Come on, Jan. Yeah. I mean, you're Alan. I know him, don't I? Known him since he was a kid. I know he didn't do it.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, come here.
It's just been that.
Yeah, I know.
It's been awful. Mm.
He's not liable to come down here, Alan, is he?
No. If he does, we'll tell him you're giving me a quick screw as a birthday present.
Yeah, you should mention that, sir.
Get along.
I'm going to have to go. I'm supposed to be in Blackburn selling hydraulic rams. I am?
Didn't say a word.
Hey, and look, are you sure you want us to come round tonight?
Yeah.
No, I just thought...
If I have to spend another night by myself listening to Barry chundering on about how the police are trying to frame our Alan and how he's not going to let them get away with it, I'll... Oh, yeah, you've got to come.
Yeah, right, fine. It did seem a bit uptight over at phone, did Barry?
Uptight?
Yeah, well...
If he gets any further up or any tighter, they'll be taking him away in a green van.
Well, I'll depart with my vows of chastity unbroken for once, then, eh?
Mate, you appreciate me more next time.
I always appreciate you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every time.
Oh, Ron.
All right. I'm here.
I know. And I'm glad. I don't know what I'd do without you. I don't, honest. What I meant were, I don't know what I'd do without somebody. Somebody that weren't Barry. I were glad he called, really. Even though I weren't going to give him what he were really after. My next visitor were after something else. Oh.
Mrs. Clark.
What do you want?
Well,
Oh, come in.
Thank you. Is your Alan in?
No.
He's not?
No.
Oh, his bike's outside.
Why don't you talk to that, then? Or do you not talk Japanese?
He hasn't left the area. Anything like that, though?
Not as I know of.
Oh, well, I suppose... Ah! All right, then, Alan.
Yeah?
He must have been in all the time.
Must have, yeah.
He wants to talk to you. Or you're not to say a word. Not till I've told your dad what's going on.
What do you have to tell him for?
Well, he'll only go bar me if I don't, won't he?
They'd only take me in again.
They can't.
Of course they can.
Save time if we didn't have to.
I'm going to ring you a dad. You can't stop me doing that. You can't stop me using my own phone.
Last thing in the world, love. I'd have British Telecom on me back if I did. We'll go in here, Alan, shall we?
Don't know why I lied about him not being in. I mean, if he's innocent, then what does it matter? And what kind of a mother am I thinks her own son might have done a thing like that? It's me that's that bad. I think everybody else is same. Oh, come on, you great lout, and answer your flaming phone.
You're not working?
No.
What, like rest and recuperation, is it?
There's only one way you'll get any right rest. You know that, don't you?
What?
Get it off your chest. Tell me all about it.
Nowt to tell.
Have you been sleeping?
In me bed.
Hey.
Well.
I'm sticking me neck out here, you know. Should be taking you down the station, be rights. You know what your mother said just now, when I asked her if you were in?
Said I weren't.
Yeah. Now I think that's a natural reaction, is that? Somebody put something to you, first thing you do is deny it. Did you do that? No, it were him. It were anybody. Weren't me. Natural reaction. But then, when you've had time to think about it, time to reflect...
I've told you. It weren't me.
Alan, it's not going to end. It's not going to go away. It's going to be one long nightmare. On and on. Till you tell somebody and get shut of it.
It's coming. I've rung your dad and he's coming straight home now.
Great.
Shan't be long anyway. Shall we, Alan?
And you don't have to answer. Your dad says you don't have to answer out.
I know.
Haven't you asked him everything there is to ask? You've had him at that police station for long enough.
I know. I was there with him. My wife wasn't too pleased.
I'll be in the kitchen.
So, Alan.
What?
You were going to tell me.
Were I?
Tell me all over again what happened last Saturday, eh?
I got up, had me breakfast, cleaned me teeth.
Hey, what's all this clever stuff, eh?
You said tell you...
I know what I said, and you know what I meant. What time did your mates call for you?
8:30.
And there were Billy Indle and Trevor Hutchinson, yeah?
Yeah.
Trevor were telling me he's a bit of a footballer, eh? Had a trial with Man City.
So?
So, great.
Didn't get on, though, did he?
Most of us don't even manage to get to a trial, do we, eh? No pun intended.
No what?
I wasn't trying to make a joke about trial.
Didn't do, did you?
So, the three of you go along to the Wagoner's Arms, where there's a disco. But you have a drink in the bar first, yeah?
Yeah.
Who got him in?
Billy, I think.
Why's that? Because he's underage.
Why don't you arrest him, then?
What time did you go into the disco?
9:30.
And what time did you leave?
11:20.
With Amanda?
No.
Well, it wasn't with Billy or Trevor, was it?
By myself.
Because they left with, Susan Green, out from Millicent Knight. I'll tell you what. She's a funny girl, that Millicent, eh? Don't you think? He'd be better off with Man City, would Trevor? He would. How much did you have to drink?
3 pints of lager.
Plus the one in the bar before you went in?
4.
I mean, you were all tanked up, weren't you? Saturday night fever and all that. And your two mates had clicked. Even if Trevor does live to regret it. And you'd met Amanda, who fancied you. And you went home on your own?
Yeah.
Come on, Alan.
I did.
I mean, you do like girls, don't you?
Some of them.
I mean, you're not queer.
Would it get me off if I said I were?
No.
Well, I'm not, then.
And I mean, you liked Amanda. Amanda, who's now dead, but who used to live across the road. Was that her bedroom window, that front one?
How should I know?
I thought you might have been in it. I mean, that time you went out with her, before your mother warned you off.
She didn't warn me off.
Didn't exactly encourage you, did she? She reminded you that Amanda, God rest her soul, were a little tart. Already had what's generally referred to as a reputation, didn't she?
I knew anyway.
So you didn't take her out anymore. Your mother laid the law down and you didn't take her out anymore. And then there she was, at this disco. Did she know that you were going?
No.
Did you know that she was going?
No.
Must have been fate then, eh?
You said that before.
Did I? Yeah, well, I don't have many jokes.
I'd noticed.
Somewhat else I've said before then. And this is no joke. You were with that girl on Saturday night. We've got forensic evidence. We've got specimens of your hair that was on her and her makeup that was on you. And we've looked at them through microscopes and telescopes and everything else you can think of.
I told you.
Tell me again.
We went for a walk round.
When?
10:30.
Where?
Car park.
Why?
She wanted some fresh air.
Fresh air?
Yeah.
Round here? But come on, Alan. This is supposed to be when you got her makeup over your jacket.
I told you, she started...
Started getting fruity.
Yeah.
But you remembered what Mummy had told you. And you took her back into the disco. Hey, how did you get back in?
We had pass-outs.
Don't give pass-outs, do they?
They do.
I've been back there this morning, talking to people. You see, it doesn't stand up, does it?
Well, what you call them if they're not pass-outs? Tickets. Passes.
You never went back, Alan.
I did!
When you took her out of that disco, that was when you took her home. Up this avenue. And down that lane at the end.
They give pass-outs. They're pink. So don't bloody try and con me that they don't.
All right. Hey. And what's going on?
Nowt.
So what's all this shouting for? What's he been saying?
Nowt.
It's all right, Mrs. Clark.
You don't have to tell him out, you know.
Leave it, ma'am.
He'll be here in a minute anyway. Will you, Dad?
Yeah. They give pass-outs.
If you say so. And was that when she told you that she was pregnant? When you went walkabout?
No.
Oh, it was afterwards then, was it? When you took her home?
I never took her home. She never told me.
Oh, who told you then?
You did.
Who do you think was the father?
Dunno.
Might have been you.
No.
Could have been you.
No.
Well, come on, Alan. How long is it since you went out with her? Before your mother said leave her alone, she's mucky. How long?
You know.
2 months?
Yeah. And she were 2 months pregnant. Well, well, well.
It's like a jigsaw, isn't it? Doesn't seem to matter what we do. Break it up, shuffle up the pieces, all falls back into the same picture.
No.
Does for me.
Don't for me.
2 months ago, you have your little fling with Amanda.
No.
2 months ago, right? Then your parents come the heavy. They say, stay away from that little slag. She's bad news. So you do. I mean, for one thing, I bet your dad'd give you a good hiding if you didn't, wouldn't he?
He'll be here in a minute.
Then 2 months later, Saturday night, disco, 4 pints of lager, you and Amanda get it together again. You walk her home.
No.
Then you get outside here and it's young love's eternal problem. Where do you go? You haven't got a motor. Seating arrangements on your bike aren't exactly conducive. So, all right, it has to be down the back lane.
You told me she hadn't had sex.
Not that night, no.
Right.
But that was because what rather spoilt the party was when she let on she was in the club. Something she'd discovered with the help of the local chemist only 24 hours earlier. And she says, it's down to you, Alan, she says. It's going to have your curly black hair, she says. I mean, perhaps she don't actually know. Because she's got a very crowded diary as Amanda. But she fancies you anyway. So she says, it's down to you, Alan.
Crap.
Well, that's what you say, yes. Only she gets stroppy. She starts shouting about what she's going to do, who she's going to tell. And you think of your dad and your mum. And you put up them big, strong hands to stop her. What's funny about that? What's funny about a young girl being strangled?
I thought when you came here...
Yeah.
I thought you must have had something new to ask me. But you haven't, have you?
Oh, haven't I?
No.
I'll tell you what's new, Alan. Do you want to know what's new?
What?
I've been talking to Billy and Trev again.
And?
Well, they did the best. I mean, mates, aren't they? But when it came to it, they couldn't give you any help at all.
What do you mean?
They can't remember you going out to that disco with Amanda and then coming back in again. Not even for 10 minutes.
Me dad's here.
Listen, Alan. I know. I mean, I know. You did for that girl.
Right, you! Abs!
Mr. Clark!
I didn't know what to do. He said he wanted to talk to
you. Well,
him.
He's done talking now.
I think we have, as a matter of fact.
What are you saying?
No, Fred.
I'd rather tell it to him, you know what?
Not easy to keep out, same as cockroaches.
No call to get abusive.
Now, come on out. If I'd wanted coppers in my house, I'd have stuck a bundle of farmers behind toilets.
Think about what I've said, Alan, won't you? Bye, Mrs. Clark.
What has he said?
Note.
Oh, well, you can think about that all you like. Now, listen, I hope you're not keeping out back.
I'm not.
Because they'll still pin it on you if they can, you know. When it comes to A, lads, A, all they're after is keeping their books straight.
Oh, no.
You said Barry.
Well, I'm saying it again, aren't I?
Yes.
But they'll have to find someone, won't they? Thing like this. They won't just let it drop.
If only our Alan had talked to me, told me summat. Only it were that long since we talked about Oat. I mean, you know, really talked. I'd only to blink and we're back up to that room of his. Only one doing any talking were Barry. And I could have done without that.
That clever, that copper. They could spit round corners.
Let him go, though, haven't they?
It makes no odds. That's what I'm trying to get through to you. Now, all right, we know he's innocent. Everyone that knows he's innocent. But they'll still pin it on him if they get half a flaming chance.
So what do they let him go for, then?
Because they haven't got a case. It's all, circumstantial.
So they can't do it.
Not unless they come up with a witness, no.
I mean, if he's innocent. Hmm? I mean, we him being innocent, I mean, there can't be any witness, can there?
There can't be a straighten.
No.
No, but there can be a bent witness, though, can't there? Be bent out. Been bent poke before today.
Oh, hey, Barry, you've not starting boozing already.
Have I not?
You know we've got Ron and Pauline coming tonight.
Well, it's gone sundown, ain't it? Or whatever it's supposed to be.
It's sodding November, Barry. It had gone sundown at 3:30.
No, not my fault.
I don't want your care lie before they get here. I'm only making a light tea because we're having some supper later. You like pizza, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, listen. Something I've been thinking.
What?
To do with Ron.
Ron?
Ron, yeah. Now, what do you, you know, what do you think about him?
Well, Friends of ours, aren't they, Ron and Pauline?
No, I mean, he's another clever devil in his way. If he ever met that copper, they could spit round corners at one another.
Why, anyway, why are you asking me?
Do you think Ron could have killed that girl?
That,
yeah?
Amanda?
Well, there haven't been any more killed round it out there. Now, listen, I'll try and explain, right, and then you tell me what you think.
I think this business is going on top of
you. Oh, bloody great.
Well.
I said listen, and then tell me your stupid opinion. Not tell it me before I've had a chance to open my mouth.
Go on. And I wish you'd stop drinking.
I wish you'd stop talking. Now, to start with, Ron knew her.
Knew?
Amanda, Ron knew Amanda.
All right, I suppose he did, yeah?
Well, he put her onto that job at Nightingale's, because, you remember, you talked to Amanda's mother, who said she were leaving school and looking for a job, and you asked Ron if they were out going on at his place.
Yeah, all right, I know.
So, he knew her.
She'd like Nightingale's, though, hadn't she? She were on dole.
So?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that he knew her. Now, that, number one.
Number one what?
Number one argument. Oh, flaming hell. Look, number two. This is number two argument, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, fire, you made me forget what I was going to say now. Oh. Hang on. Ron. Ron, he's a randy bastard. He is.
That's number two argument, is it?
All right, you might not see it like that. He might just be good old Ron to you. But you take my word for it, though. He's had more than his fair share as Ron. He's had a few other people's shares as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he was so keen to get that job of his sales engineer out on road. I mean, Pauline never knows where he is, does she? I tell you, one of this town's leading fornicators is Ron.
You sound jealous.
Of course I'm bloody jealous.
Anyway, how does being this town's leading fornicator make him a murderer?
That girl were up the spout, wasn't
she? You mean pregnant?
I do.
I believe she were, yeah.
And if that were why she were killed, if whoever killed her because she was pregnant, then the odds are it were a married man, right?
There's a lot of them about.
Yeah, well, I haven't finished yet.
There's a number three, is there?
There bloody is, yeah.
Go on.
Well, you know what worries me, you know, that they'll try and stick it on our Alan.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't come up with someone else, they're going to try and stick it on him. So I've, been asking round a bit.
About what?
Oh, who this girl knew, who she went out with, you know, who came to see her.
Yeah.
I got talking to Dennis Piper, you know, news agents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was asking him if he'd noticed how. Because you know what he's like, he's a nosy old sod.
And he'll say out about anybody if it suits him.
Yeah, happened. Anyhow, he says he's noticed a car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A real car? What, on a road?
Oh, listen.
Well,
he says he's noticed this car parked in this avenue regular. Been down here for past 6 months, he reckons. All happened a couple of afternoons a week.
So?
It were a maroon Cortina. Now, who does that put you in mind of?
I see.
Yeah.
And that's it, is it?
As far as I've got, yeah.
And you want to know what I think?
Yeah.
It's like I said, I think this business is going on top of you.
Oh, great.
Well,
bloody great.
You go on about police trying to pin it on Alan, now you're as bad trying to pin it on Ron.
I'm not trying to pin it on him, am I, as a lie?
Sounds like
it. But it adds up, though, don't it? It all adds up.
And did your friend Dennis the Menace tell you that there were a maroon Cortina parked up here today?
No.
Well, there were.
Ron?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know?
Because he were calling here.
Here?
Yeah, called to see me, on account of he wanted to check that everything was still okay for tonight.
Oh, well, it don't explain all them other times, though, does it?
Well, there's not to explain, is there? Hmm? Except some daft story that you've got from a cross-eyed news agent. I mean, Barry, ain't going to do our Alan any good, you know, coming up with loony stories about Ron. And, you know, they're coming tonight, don't you, Ron and Pauline?
Yes.
Well, it might just, you know, spoil atmosphere a bit if you start accusing him of murder. Not that it needed much spoiling, as it were. I mean, there were Barry, drinking like a fish, and looking daggers at Ron for the minute that him and Pauline arrived. And me wetting me knickers in case he starts saying something about Ron's car being up our road. At least, though, Pauline didn't seem to have noticed that Oak were wrong.
I mean, it's just been one of those days. One of those add-it-up-to-ear days.
It's them never-add-it-at-all days, I don't like. Hey, Barry. Hey.
So, anyway, she comes in. She says, I'd like to make a complaint. I said, yes, madam. I mean, I were very civil.
You didn't just tell her to shut off.
No.
Hey, Rod, you haven't told them the best part. What happened earlier?
Oh, you mean that...
Him at dinner time.
Oh, there was this young man at lunchtime. I'd only just eaten, and he was sick. And I don't just mean not well. I mean vomited.
Oh, dear.
All over our houseplant display. Oh,
well, it's awful they can bring things back. That's what we were doing.
Yes, dear.
Within his rights.
That reminds me. I've got them pizzas to put on, else we'll be here all night. Nobody objects to pizzas, do they?
No, lovely.
I thought you didn't like pizzas.
Of course I do.
Do they not?
Yeah.
He says he does.
I do.
You like him, Pauline?
Oh, aye. Anything foreign.
Right, well, I'll go and put him on then.
Hey.
What?
I don't want any. You know I can't stomach that eye-time muck.
I don't know any such thing. Now, I told you what I was going to do. Now, why didn't you open your big mouth and say something?
Say now, Hunter.
Ron's as bad.
Well, listen, we're having pizzas, right? If you want something else, then you can have something else. But we're having pizzas, right?
All I'd like to know is...
What?
How many eye-ties do you think there are sitting down tonight to fish, chips and mushy peas?
Not so bloody many, I'll bet. All Indians or Chinese, either. We have chicken chow mein and fried rice till it comes out of us lugos. But do they have Lancashire hot pot in Shanghai?
Yes, all right.
Do they bugger it?
I think we all take points.
Nice one, Barry, lad. I like it.
So, anyway, this woman said, I'd like to make a complaint. I said, yes, madam.
Yes.
She said, I bought these slacks yesterday. Supposed to be waist 26. And when I got them home, I couldn't get into them.
Oh.
And I looked at her. And honestly, if she were 26, well, what's her on television?
Selena Scott.
No. Lorraine Chase. If she were 26, well, then I'm Lorraine Chase. So, I said, would madam like me to measure up? Well, that did it. Are you calling me fat? She said. Are you saying that I'm fat? And like I said, I'd already had it up to here with one thing and another.
Stop bringing the food back.
I said, madam, all I'm saying is that our slacks know what size they are. I just wonder whether you know what size you are.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, that did it.
How that?
She was going to write to our head office, write to her MP. I don't know if she weren't going to write to.
You getting any shooting done nowadays, then, buddy?
No.
What, are they out of season, then? Clear pigeons, eh?
People want more music on there, a bit of peace and quiet.
Bit of quiet.
We have part music on in store now, you know. I thought I'd hate it at first, but you might get to like it after a time.
Machine broke down yesterday. Honestly, the silence. You wonder how you ever stood it.
Fag anybody?
Thank you.
Got one, sir.
Oh, yeah. Barry, Fag?
No.
How's our cave then, Barry?
You're thinking of extending, aren't you? Building on.
Really?
That's if we can get planning permission.
Oh.
Not right keen on giving it, are they? How long did it take you to get permission to open?
That took ages.
I suppose it's these toughy-nosed councillors, is it? Think all amusement arcades have sent us advice and drugs. Young girls waiting to be picked up and raped and... all that, yeah.
I see you got some cards then, Jan.
Yeah, some folk never forget, even when you want them to.
Oh, go on, you're never that old.
I'm not that young. I got this one from me dad.
Oh, how is he?
He's younger than me. You'd think so, way he carries on. He goes these great long walks.
Oh, he's still at the same place, is he? That old people's
Yeah, never had it so good, he says. There are three women for every man.
Oh, I think it's lovely when old people still, you know... Taken interest.
How's your nice little number?
Mine.
Job.
Oh, we're surviving. Heads above water.
Made some redundant, though, aren't they?
Production staff.
Yeah, but you're still roaming the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Pauline, love, let me get you another drink.
Well, just a small one, then.
No, you see, the less work they have on, the more they need the sales staff. I mean, you cut your sales staff and you're cutting your own throat.
But you still got that car, then.
Of course he's got his car. What do you think he does? Goes round on a bicycle. It's not selling lavatory brushes, you know.
I know what he's not bloody selling. Belt up, will you?
Listen, when he talks to me...
I'm asking him if he's got the same car.
Manners maketh man, they say, don't they? I don't know what that makes him.
Makes me tired of hearing you.
Just oozes charm. I tell you, kid, after my husband, Terry Wogan, sounds dogger up to me...
Oh, for God's sake, woman!
Just ask me nicely. Just try asking me nicely for a change.
Will you? Please, shut your face.
You see? He can do it when he wants to.
Still the same car, yeah.
Maroon Cortina.
Yeah.
Do you want its number? Are you collecting car numbers now? A new hobby, is it, on top of your swearing and your getting pissed?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you where you'll get a lot. Go and stand it fast lane on M6.
You're due for a new one, though, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I were a month or two back, but...
Another little economy.
Yeah, false economy.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to sell, you've got to turn up looking successful, not in a clapped-out Cortina. A V-Reg nowadays, it's a right giveaway.
giveaway.
Is it, eh? Right giveaway, is it?
Hey. Alan?
Yeah?
It's Alan.
Oh, come here.
Back early, isn't it? Didn't you say we're going to some speedway thing?
Hey, you all right?
Yeah.
Ron and Pauline are here.
Hello, Alan.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not up, is it?
No, just fed up.
Ah, here.
What?
Your wages. I haven't given you a miller.
Oh.
Do you have to do that now?
No, but I want to, don't I? There. And here's a bonus, a productivity bonus.
I haven't even been in.
Oh, must be good. Productivity bonus, and he hasn't even been in.
And spend it, eh? Eh, have a good time.
Yeah, sir.
Wish I worked for you.
And you've not to bother, right?
Yeah.
No, because you've got nought to bother about. There's no way we're going to let them pin anything on you, right?
All right, Barry.
No way anyone's going to pin out on my son.
Do you want a drink? You can take it up to your room. You don't have to stop and talk to us.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Teetotal, is he? Sound the pledge.
He's whatever he wants to be.
See you then.
So long, son.
See you, Alan. He's looking well, anyway. I mean, despite...
Not like him to be in this early, though, is it?
Well, what do you expect? You complain about what it's like for you. What the hell do you think it must be like for him?
Yeah, terrible business.
Oh, it's awful. I don't know how you've stood it.
Neither do I.
Anybody mentions a word about it to me, I say that family are my friends. I don't want to hear one thing said against that boy.
Look... Can I just say, I mean, it is my birthday. Can I just say that I'd rather we didn't talk about it, you know, just for tonight. Not talk about it at all.
Oh. Of course we don't want to talk about
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
I mean, for 5 days now, it's been no tells. It's been police, newspapers, you know, I dare even switch telly on. So, I mean, just for tonight, I'd like to be able to forget all about it.
And that's what we shall do.
I mean, you two are only two I wanted to see. I just wanted us to sit down, have a chat, something to eat, and even if nobody does like pizzas, I mean, what the hell? We'll throw them away, go out and buy fish and chips.
Yeah.
I thought you said you liked pizzas.
And, I warn you now, I'm going to get rather drunk. In fact, more than rather drunk, I'm going to get rather pissed. So excuse me if I start to sing, dance, and tell a few jokes.
Or take your clothes off.
Oh, no, not doing that again.
The poker poker's never seen anything like it.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I'm not. But I just feel I need, you know, a night off.
Of course you do.
Never mind all your Valiums and your sleeping pills and your whatevers. I need a night with my friends when I can get pissed and nobody will mention out about, you know, that we are not mentioning out about.
Right.
I'll drink to that.
Stop me moaning at Barry as well, won't it, eh? I mean, if I'm drinking, it's going to stop me moaning at you about what you were drinking.
Doubt it.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast. To Jan. A happy birthday.
Happy birthday, love.
Ta.
You knew her, didn't you? That girl.
Oh. Bloody marvellous.
What? The,
They were killed.
Are you deaf or something? Didn't you hear what I said? That I didn't want to talk about it.
Nobody's asking you to.
I don't want anybody to talk about it.
Oh, dear.
And we all have to do what you say, do we?
Well, it is my birthday, isn't it? I mean, just for one night, you might just show a bit of... I don't know. It's been that long since you've shown any. I can't remember what it is.
Consideration.
Exactly.
Hey, you keep out of it.
I am out of it.
She worked at your place, didn't she?
Yeah.
All right. You're satisfied now?
Not really, no.
Mind you, she left before, she had left, I believe.
Do you know, there was an advertisement in the newspaper for a little, like, recorder thing that you fix to your fridge door, so that whenever you open it, you get this voice that bursts out laughing. I showed you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Or you could get it to make comments like, don't say you're eating again, or why don't you try taking less ice with your drink? And then the laughing. I think you could get the comments and the laughing as well. You see some amazing things advertised, don't you?
You do.
There were another for a clock that ran backwards. I showed you.
Yeah, you showed me.
Numbers were the wrong way round and the hands went back to front. You had to be a mathematical genius to work out what time it was. I always look at the adverts. What do you call them?
Classified.
I think they're the most interesting part of a newspaper.
Why don't you just get a straw and drink it out at bottle?
Don't want to show you up.
And how about offering Ron one?
Well, he's not helpless, is he?
There were another for a radio fitted into a cab. I think it were for you if you were riding a bike.
Yeah, hey, all right, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you like new things, do you, Paulina?
New.
And Ron? You like new things?
What are you on about?
Oh, just conversation. We'll have just bloody silly conversation like you wanted. No, I've got a new machine. Here's the latest model.
Oh, what? A sort of space invader?
Oh, space invaders, Pauline. Are already part of history. We've moved on since them little buggers, by God, we have.
Yeah. What's this called? Cosmetic summit or other?
Cosmic raiders.
That's it.
Ah, magic it is. Magic it is. At least it better be for what it costs. Now, come on, I'll show you.
All right.
You're not going all the way to the arcade, are you?
No, it's got it set up in garage.
I'll see you later, then.
Oh, the boys are going out to play, are they?
Looks like it.
You have to be sober to play them things. Well, he's a sod, isn't he, my husband? I mean, be honest, Pauline, he's a sod nerf when he wants to be.
Well, I've never seen him like this.
I have.
I mean, with Ron. The way he's been behaving towards Ron ever since we got him.
Oh, he's just moody, isn't he? Do you want a smoke?
Ta. Ron's run off with mine.
These last, how many? 4 days. You can't imagine. God, I'm going to get pissed. I deserve it. You want one?
No, thank you.
I've got so I can hardly go out. I'm scared to death of bumping into her parents, Amanda's. I mean, what could I say?
No.
I'm like an hermit in here.
I can imagine.
And what it must be doing to our Alan. You don't know how lucky you are not having children, Pauline. You don't.
No.
Suffering they bring you.
No, I've never seen your Barry like that before.
Oh, he can be a pig when he wants to be. You know what do you call him? A male chauvinist pig before they were fashionable, he were.
But he normally gets on with Ron.
He's just mood is in. And drink his head.
It were almost as though he were accusing Ron, you know. As though he knew something that he didn't like.
No, well, not. It's just his way.
Just what?
Oh, Luke, Pauline, I'll tell you, but you promise you won't tell Ron.
I knew there was something.
Oh, well, it's no. It's really no. But you know what men are like when they get a bee in their heads? Well, he's that worried about Alan. Because he thinks police might be trying to frame him. So he's been doing his own Sherlock Holmes bit, asking around, making inquiries.
What about?
About who knew this Amanda girl. Just that, who knew her.
And Ron knew her.
Well, he helped to get that job, didn't he?
So I believe.
So he must have known her.
From what I hear, there weren't many that didn't.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting a hoax.
No?
Only that he knew she was like, knew her to talk to.
Yes.
That's all.
Well then, I'm sorry, Jan, but I still don't see it.
See?
Why Barry's like he is.
Well, the other thing.
Yes.
You won't tell Ron, will you, love? Because last thing I want to do is be causing trouble.
Jan, love, we were at school together, right? We were in Legion of Mary. You were my bridesmaid.
Oh, I know.
And I'd have been yours if you'd have been having any.
I know.
Well, then.
You know what newsagents at Endert Road?
Yeah.
Well, he's a right nose he'd get. And handling all them Sunday papers, it must have affected his brain. Because he'll see bad notes. Well, what's happened? He's noticed Ron's car. Now, I don't know how many times, but odd to afternoon he's noticed it parked out here in this road.
Ron's Cortina?
Yeah.
That Barry were asking about, I see. Well, do go on.
No, there's no else. Honest love, that's all there is to it. Except, well, Barry's that worked up about everything. He's at a stage where everything has to mean so much. Ron knew Amanda. Ron's car was parked in this road.
So, what does it mean?
Well, no. Like I said, no.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
You'll have another drink now.
Why not? After all, it's only your birthday once a year.
That's getting once too many, you know.
I must admit, though, there is just one little thing that I don't quite see. I mean, I'm sure it's obvious, and I just haven't thought of it. But what were Ron's car doing parked outside in your road?
Could have been out.
Must have been when you were calling here, I suppose.
I don't know, love, I don't honestly.
Well, what else? Unless Barry's right and he were helping that Amanda to a bit more than just a job.
Oh, no, Pauline, no. Now, don't start thinking stuff like that.
Well?
It must have been when he were calling here. Yeah.
You think so?
I know so there's no for you to worry yourself about.
No.
There isn't.
No, I mean, if my husband's calling here in middle of afternoon, it's no business of mine, is it?
Oh, Pauline, come on.
Yes, come on what, Jan?
Well, I mean, you sound as though... Well, as though you suspected me and Ron of having an affair or something.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, shall I?
What?
He's having an affair with somebody. I know that for a fact.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Pauline, not you or Ron.
You don't have to patronise me, Jan.
Well...
We're not in the Legion of Mary anymore, either of us. And Ron never was. He'll chase anything in a skirt if he thinks there's half a chance of a skirt coming off.
Well, thanks.
Don't mention it. Can I have another cigarette?
Help yourself. I'm going to have another drink. I mean, why not? There's only my son being accused of murder and me being accused of having it off with my best friend's husband.
I'm not accusing. I'm only doing the same as your Barry.
And what's that?
Putting two and two together. I mean, I know Ron's having an affair with somebody and has been for a while. And the reason I know is that I know him. I know what it means when he's acting like he is.
Well, I am sorry to hear that, Pauline. I am. But I swear to God, I don't know much about it.
Barry thinks he does, though, doesn't he?
Well, what's Barry's got into his thick head to do with that poor little sod that was strangled on Saturday night? Now, that's not to do with me, love.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to think about.
Oh, love, come on. Don't upset yourself.
Well...
I mean, okay, haven't Ron has called here a time or two. So what, though? We're all old friends, aren't we? Why shouldn't he call?
Oh, I suppose so.
I mean, this afternoon. He called this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Just to ask for it, you know, all right for you two to still come round. I mean, we all that's happened and everything. Well, I mean, happened Frog Eyes at Endert Road, saw him then as well. But so what, eh?
This afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to know all sordid details, we have this really hot cup of coffee as well.
So why did he act as though he hadn't seen you for ages?
When?
When we were getting ready to come here. When we were in car. It were all, I wonder how Jan is. I wonder how Jan's bearing up. As though he hadn't seen you for ages.
It must have been just impression you got.
It were the impression I were meant to get.
Luke, Pauline, I swear there's been nought between us.
And I'm supposed to believe you, am I?
Oh, for God's sake.
See, I know you too well, Janice Clark, and you've always been the same. Anything you've taken a fancy to, you've had to have it. And all right, you think your husband's a pig, which of course everybody knows that he is. So, what's more natural than you should start looking at other folks? Starting with mine on account of us being such good pals.
And don't you think I've got other things to think about? Don't you think I've got enough on me mind with all that's been going on round, do you?
I've never known your mind have much effect on what your body might be up to.
You bitch! And there's my son down at that police station for 2 days.
And there's been my husband round here by the sound of it.
You really believe that, don't you?
I'm not the only one, am I? I think that perhaps your Barry's come to the same conclusions as I have.
All that Barry's worried about, Pauline, is our Alan and what cops are likely to do to him. And that is enough to be going on with. So you just keep your daft ideas to yourself, will you?
You're frightened of him finding out.
There's not to find out. But you know what he's like. I mean... Think of the risk I'd be taking having an affair with anybody. If Barry ever found out, I don't know what he'd do. He'd kill me.
Kill you, would he?
He would. He'd bloody murder me.
Like father, like son, then.
Barry, is he all right?
What's up? Now.
He's drunk.
Not drunk.
Well, you're giving a good impression. Sit down. I'm at your black coffee or something.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Barry, what have you done?
There's all blood.
Oh, it's now to...
What's happened to Ron? Ron!
I'm here.
Pauline, help me. What should we do?
Oh, it's a bit of a cut, that's all.
Are you all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
Oh, he's fainted, Pauline. He's fainted.
Ring for an ambulance.
He'd managed to get stabbed in his stomach and were bleeding like a stuck pig. If that ambulance hadn't been as quick as it were, well, hope might have happened. Let's just say that. They rushed him off with that there siren going and us following in Ron's car. Ron's car that had been cause of it all.
He was sort of working himself up and then, well, he just came at me.
I can imagine.
I just grabbed nearest thing.
I know, love, it's not your fault.
I think he'd had a fair bit to drink, hadn't he?
About half a bottle of whiskey before you came. Oh, it's him.
What?
That copper. It's one that came for our Alan.
What shall I tell him?
Tell the truth. What else can you do?
Mrs. Clark.
Yeah?
I'm afraid I've some rather bad news for you.
Oh, don't say he's dead.
No, Mrs. Clark. Your husband...
Yeah?
Your husband's going to be all right. From what I've just been told, he's going to be all right.
What he said to us?
Well, what's this bad news, then?
Our Alan.
No, Mrs. Clark.
Well, for God's sake, I haven't got much else can go wrong in my life, have I?
It's your father.
My dad?
Oh, no.
They were trying to reach you at home, and when they couldn't, they asked if we could find you. Apparently, it was very peaceful. He was sitting in his chair, and when they went to rouse him, he'd passed away.
I were that numb. One thing after another. My son suspected of murder. My husband having a row of stitches put in his belly. And now my poor dad. Happy birthday, Janice. I didn't even have a good cry till following morning. A sort of a delayed reaction. Then they brought Barry home. So he goes upstairs in bed. And then my dad, who went at one end at lounge. Well, I wanted him buried from our house and not from that home.
And just make sure you behave yourself as well. You're taking your dad's place, remember?
You've said.
If there are any prayers in church, which there are bound to be, then make sure you join in. And when everybody else kneels down, you kneel down. I don't want showing up today of all days.
Where do you want these biscuits?
Well, on the table, where do you think? Come here. I'm sorry. I'm going on at you, aren't I? You're my son, you know that.
Yeah.
Ah, well. Soon be all over.
You want me to do aught else?
No. Where are you going?
Nowhere.
What do you mean, nowhere? Where are you going that's nowhere?
Just going upstairs, that's all.
Well, why? Well, have folks starting to come in 10 minutes. I mean, why do you have to go upstairs? Why can't you stop in the same room as me for 10 minutes? Today of all days, and you're up to your room like a scalded cat. Well, all right, go on then, get up to your blessed room.
I'll stop you.
You will not, no. If you haven't got enough natural feeling about you to want to stop off your own bat, then I don't want you stopping on my account. I mean, stop up there for funeral if you like. Why not? You'd stop up there for my funeral. You'd stop up there for mine, wouldn't you?
I'm stopping, all right. I'm stopping.
I don't know. I sometimes think I don't know you anymore. You might be somebody else's son, not mine. Good God in heaven!
Dad?
Who do you think it is?
Scared me to death.
I scared myself to death when I looked in the mirror.
What are you doing? Just what do you think you're doing down here? Help him, help your dad to a chair.
Oh, I got legs of my own.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be on them. What are you doing down here?
Well, I can't get no peace up there where you two rowing.
We're not rowing.
No. You'd wait and told fella the way you're going on, never mind me.
Barry, don't you think I've enough on me hands at the moment without you wandering about? You're supposed to be in bed. Doctor said you were to stop in bed.
Yeah. Get us a cup of tea soon, will you?
Yeah.
There'll be guests coming in a minute.
Oh, they've seen me before.
Not like this, they haven't.
Anyway, I'm up now. Might as well pay my last respects to the old fella.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, Barry. You're not thinking of coming to the funeral.
Already here, aren't I?
But you're not going out. You're not going to that drafty church and then standing at the side of that grave.
Of course I am.
Oh, well, that's all I need. That is all I need.
Good.
We'll be burying you as well if you catch a chill on top of having 3 inches of chisel in your stomach.
Never had a chill in my life.
Never been stabbed in your life either.
Listen, if it'll make you any happier, I'll stop in car at the cemetery, right? Mind you, where's dinner going to be?
Co-op.
Ah, well, happen I can stand church and cemetery better than I can stand dinner. I don't know whether my guts are up to that. Ha, ha, oh, God.
You see?
See what?
What state you're in.
Well, I haven't a laugh, have I, that's all. So what better place to be than a funeral, eh? Won't be a lot of laughing there, will there?
You look worse than me, Dad. You do, honest.
Oh, well, his worries are over, aren't they?
One sugar?
Ah, yeah, cheers, son. How are you?
Okay.
Listen, they're here now.
Well, he'll go. And if it's the undertaker, just make sure they take right fella. I'm not ready for him yet.
I don't think that's right for me either.
It weren't meant to be. It bloody kills me laughing, because I don't want anyone saying out funny round here.
It were Ron and Pauline that had arrived. Funny how, soon as I saw Ron, I knew that whatever else had happened, our bit on side were over and done with. I think he knew it and all. All that sex we'd had, that's supposed to be so important. It was as though it had never happened. He was just Pauline's husband again. Well, anyway, I thought, that's one thing out of the way.
Lord, Pauline.
All right, love.
Hello, Ron. And how's Barry?
Oh, not so bad. Just a bit pushed from doing cartwheels, that's all.
He shouldn't be out of bed.
Oh, give up.
You're on the mend, then?
Ah, there's hope yet.
Ah, I'm glad to hear it. No hard feelings.
I've got nought I didn't ask for.
I wanted to come a bit early, in case there were out I could do. I think it's all done, love. I had me helper, you see.
Oh, been helping your mum, have you?
Not a lot.
Go on, get off up to your room, then. Come and help us brew up, eh? Right, love.
Well, job this, isn't it?
One we could have done without just now.
Oh, aye.
The old bugger said he was going to last longer than any of us. And so you were lying and all.
He was always as fit as a flea when I saw him.
Oh, aye, he were, till he dropped down dead.
You smoking?
Aye, go on. Be first I've had this. So don't be surprised if smoke comes out of a hole in me guts.
Still stitched up, then.
Like the heel of an old sock.
I still don't know what came over me.
You had it to do. There were me as drunk as a skunk and a wring your neck.
It's full enough. I didn't realise what I was doing, really. It weren't what you call calculated at all.
It weren't either of us doing much calculating. I don't know what the hell I was trying to get you to say.
I just picked up all I could lay me on.
Aye, well, next time try and make it an hammer, will you? Be a temp for that less painful. The cops haven't been on you again, have they?
No.
See, once I'd come to long enough to say it were an accident, they couldn't have cared less, even if I'd snuffed it after that. They even seemed to have laid off our Alan for the last day or two.
Good.
They haven't got anyone else, though, have they?
Not as I've heard.
Ron.
Yeah?
Jan wants to know, do we want to, have a look at her dad?
Have a look?
The lid isn't fastened down, apparently. Do we want to have a look before the undertaker comes?
Do you want to?
I think I'd rather remember him as he were. Yeah,
that's it. So would I.
Rather than as he is now.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
She won't mind, will she?
No, and he won't. He's well past minding, he is.
I'm not that keen on funerals, to tell you the truth.
I'm surprised they've caught on as they have. Still, there'll be a drink and a bit of nosh after. At least it will be for you, boogers. I'm not allowed a drink.
No?
No, I don't get a right lot of joy out of eating, either. So happen I won't be the only one.
I've been thinking about, what that newsagent chap said about my car.
Oh.
Now, I can understand that it sounded peculiar.
Now, don't get me going on that again. I'm in no fit state to attack anybody today.
I mean, I can only think that it was Todd time that I were calling here, dropping something off for Janice that Pauline wanted to have.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have any sort of lingering doubts.
Lingering all in me guts, that's all I've got.
You sure?
Of course I am, yeah.
I was a bit in two minds about coming round this morning, to tell you the truth.
You thought I might have a go at you again?
Well,
I haven't the strength of a kitten. If I had a go at her dad in there, I'd come off worse.
I just didn't know.
I told Jan to tell you over the phone that you were to come and be as though nought had happened.
Why, she told Pauline, yeah?
I got no more than I asked for. State I were in. I hate to think how you'd ended up if you hadn't stopped me with something.
Cup of tea.
Oh, cha.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. I can't go to your dad's funeral in my dressing gown.
I'd still rather you didn't go at all.
Well, I am going. Now, be told.
Doctor said he would have a week off in bed. That on no account were he to stir out of that bed.
Hey, district nurse came. We have bottle for me to pee into. I said, hey, it's a small neck as that bottle, love.
Yes, all right.
I said, I don't want to get out stuck. You know what I mean?
There. Serves you right.
Everybody will understand if you stop here, Barry. I mean, you don't look in any fit state to me.
He's not.
I'm bloody going.
Well, you best put some clothes on, then.
Have I got a black tie?
Not that I know of.
What about that one I got married in?
That's not black, that's navy blue. As if anybody gets married in a black tie.
Well, shout out, Alan, you can buy us one.
What, now?
Yes.
There's no tie.
Of course there's tie, he can go on his bike. Alan!
I had to force him to put them good trousers on. Now he's going to get them all covered in oil.
What do you want me to do? Go with an open neck or go borrowing from neighbours? There's been a few black ties down this road past week or two. Give our Alan a shout.
Right. Alan! Can you come down here a minute?
What time's undertaker due?
11:30.
Oh, well. If he goes to Burton's, he should have time, shouldn't he?
Suppose so. Still going to have to get dressed, aren't you?
I'm going. It's getting going. That's the problem.
You want me?
Do us a favour, son, will you? Get on your bike and go and get us a black tie.
Mind your trousers. They're here and you in your dressing gown.
I know what I'm in.
You will be quick, won't you, love? We don't want everybody waiting.
Yeah.
Have you got some money?
Yeah.
Yeah, black tie. You'll get one anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And what do you want? I think I'd sort of hope that what we wanted happened to Barry and then me dad dying, I'd sort of suffered enough.
as if I'd paid a price for Alan to get off. Only obviously not.
Barry.
Mm.
Police.
Oh, Christ.
Mr. Clark, morning.
Morning.
What the hell do you want?
I want Alan.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. Get out of my house.
Barry, he's not well. He shouldn't even be out of bed.
I know all about his accident.
There'll be another if you don't shift yourself.
Now, no bother, eh? All I want is Alan. With me down the station.
Oh, for pity's sake, not now, no.
You're a bastard. You've waited, haven't you? You've bloody waited.
I've been waiting for a lot of things.
God, I weren't in the state that I'm in.
You can't take him away now.
You do know that there's a funeral this morning, don't you?
Funeral?
Of course he knows. That's the reason he's come.
We can't take him. We're going to bury his granddad. Perhaps he didn't know.
Hang on.
Well, hang one on you, copper.
There's a funeral from this house this morning.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark's father.
Here! What do you think this is, eh? Bloody table decoration!
Oh, my God!
Hey, you got it.
All right, I want me to take that lid off, shall I?
No!
Do you want to look at the old fella? See, he's not having us all on, eh?
Barry, don't!
I don't think that'll be necessary, thank you.
Barry, come on. Didn't know. Cos he bloody knew.
I didn't, as a matter of fact, no.
You're not touching that coffin anyway. There's nobody touching it.
No call to on my account.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Perhaps he really didn't know.
No.
You lying bastard. Oh, sit down.
Oh, come on.
And, it's the lad's granddad, is it?
Yes.
What time is it, the funeral?
11:30.
11:30. And there's a dinner afterwards at co-op.
Luke, if I can get my super to agree, will you give me your word, young man, that you'll go nowhere but to this funeral and then, probably best if you come back here to this house.
Give him now.
Barry, he'll have to.
I've got your word on that, have I, Alan? Yeah.
There'll be your solicitor here as well.
Oh, he'll be welcome. But like I say, I'll have to get my super say-so on this first.
What do you want him for, anyway?
Well, I think it'll probably be best if we leave all that till this afternoon.
Yeah.
But will you never leave off and let him alone?
Oh, look, I've been telling you all along. They couldn't pin it on anyone else and they'd be back when they are bloody back, aren't they?
Oh, no, Jan.
I'll go and check.
Alan?
What?
There is note, is there? There's note you haven't told us, is there?
Oh, of course there isn't. What the hell are you asking him, eh? Eh?
Alan?
Look, we know there's not. We know it, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, let's get told fella buried.
At least that went off all right. Funeral and everything. That's if you don't count having a police car hanging around outside cemetery gates. I couldn't pray properly for thinking about what might be waiting for our Alan afterwards. Anyway, we had dinner and a drink and then it went back to house. With police car still following.
There we are. Oh, all over them.
Me dad?
Yeah.
I thought Father Clayton spoke very well. You could have almost believed he'd known him. Oh, there were some nice wreaths, weren't there? I suppose we might be doing wreaths next. There's no knowing. We seem to have a new line every other week.
What are they waiting for?
What, love?
Them coppers out there in that car.
Oh, I don't know, love.
I don't know what Alan thinks he's doing either.
Into your opinion?
In his room, yeah, I know. And what's he doing there at a time like this, eh?
Well,
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's up there so they don't have to be down here with me.
Oh,
that's
Jan.
What he's doing.
Is solicitor coming here? Yeah,
he'll meet him at police station.
Is that them? It's wrong.
All right, then.
We thought you were police.
No, they're out there, though.
We know.
Yeah, looked at me, though. Well, just looked at me.
Did you arrange to get off?
Yeah, I told them I wouldn't be in at all today, so...
So, we can both stop for as long as you like. No need for you to be left on your own, whatever happens.
Not much fun for you there, is it?
Where's Barry?
He's just gone for a lie down. He's in no fit state.
Yeah, I know.
He shouldn't be on his feet. Never mind going to any police station.
Yeah, no stopping him, though, is there?
Ron?
Yes, Mum?
Will you call our Alan down here, please?
Yes, right.
Perhaps Alan's, well, I mean, perhaps he's frightened to think.
Alan?
No.
Yeah?
Oh.
Your mum wants you to come down.
I'm the one that's frightened. Him. I don't know where he is.
He's coming.
Thank you.
Do you want a biscuit or anything, Jan?
No. No,
it were very filling, that lunch, wasn't it?
There's another car arrived. That copper who was here before.
What do you want?
I want you. And what have you got change for? I said, what have you got change for? Well, you must have noticed them aren't the same clothes that you had on before.
It don't matter, does it?
Well, it wouldn't have done you any harm to have at least gone down there looking decent. Well, why have you been hiding? As soon as we got back, you were off up them stairs. Don't you want to talk to me? Is that it?
No, Jan.
Couldn't you even stand being in the same room as your own mother?
Can't you say something?
What?
Well?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No.
They're going to take you away for I don't know how long. And that's all you say? Well, I know one thing, Ellen. I don't know what you did or didn't do on that night. But I know one thing. You hate me, don't you?
Jan!
You just shut me right out. Well, all right, go on, do. And I'll shut you out as well.
Oh, hey, now.
Well, come on. I don't know what happened to him, but it's not son I brought up. Not anymore, he's not.
So what is he then, eh? Hey? Oh, you stupid bitch. You choose your moments, don't you, eh?
He's upset.
Yeah, his own mother turning against him. That's all he needs is that.
Him that turned against me?
Aye, and not without good cause either.
What?
If he knows that you're not for him, if he knows that you're pointing the finger along with the rest of them...
I've never said that. No, she hasn't.
Doesn't have to be said. You can see it. Feel it.
Barry, how can you say a thing like that?
Because I can feel it. It's like scent coming off her.
You've got visitors.
Oh. Made their minds up, have they? Let them in.
Shall I go?
She'll go.
I'm going.
All right, son?
Yeah.
So am I.
Well then, Ellen, I've waited as long as I can.
Ah, we've seen you. Like vultures.
Oh, now, be fair, Mr. Clark.
Fair? What's so bloody fair about the way you're persecuting him? Coming back time and time again. And don't think I don't know why either.
Oh?
Now, you missed me over that drug business, so now you're trying to get him, right?
Oh.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you something else as well. I'm coming down with him.
Suit yourself. Might be a long wait, though.
But why do you want him again? There's not something new, is there?
There is, yeah. We've had a witness come forward.
Witness?
Lying bastard.
Right, come on.
Oh. My lad.
I'll be all right.
I'll buy some bloody witnesses and all. Get 100 of them off Dole Queue at 10 quid a time.
Good luck, lad.
Come on then, Alan.
Right, you're stopping here?
Yeah, we won't leave.
Oh, cheers.
Barry.
What?
Look after him.
I'll see he's all right.
Come on now. You're going to have a lie down.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, Jan, you are. You were exhausted with your dad's funeral. Never mind this.
Yeah.
Barry's not going to be back for a long while yet.
Well, just an hour then. But you've got to let me know straight away if you hear aught.
I went to lie down as much to get away from them as anything. I just didn't want to talk to anybody. Not that I weren't grateful for him stopping. Times like that, you find out who your friends are, don't you?
She's got more tablets up there than most chemist shops.
Christ, Pauline.
What?
Stuck now, aren't we? Of all the bloody places to be, are we stuck here?
So?
All right.
Keep your voice down.
I mean, suppose they tell him. Tell Barry.
They won't, though, will we?
Well, suppose he finds out anyway. And don't ask me how, because I don't know. But just suppose he does. He finds out that their witness, their precious bloody witness, that it's me.
He won't.
He'd kill me. You know that. I'm dead.
Don't be ridiculous. And anyway, they've only got a case so long as they've got you as a witness.
Right.
And you've told them that you'll only testify so long as they don't tell them it's you.
You can't do that forever, though, can they?
For now.
Can't do that at a trial. I mean, you can't have an anonymous bloody witness at a trial.
So, all right, you get police protection. They promised you that, police protection.
Oh, great, yeah. So I have to go around arm in arm with a copper for the rest of my life, do I?
Not for the rest of your life, no. And so what if you did? You're frightened it might cramp your style, is that it?
Huh?
Stop you calling on your lady friends all day. Make you spend your time doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, God.
Yes, I can see it might be an inconvenience having a policeman with you. I can.
What this is really about...
What?
Never mind.
I do mind. You said that this is what this was really about.
It is.
And would you care to explain what you mean by that, please?
You've got it into your stupid head that I've been having it off with Jack.
Still have it in me stupid head as well.
So, like a fool, I told you about Amanda. Me and Amanda.
Hoping it'll make me forget about Janice.
Then you make me go to the police. And we know why, don't we?
Do we?
as a way of getting back at Jan. That's bloody why.
Life isn't long enough for me to get my own back on all the women in this town that you've been knocking off.
They've not all been your best friend, though, have they?
No, and they've not all had a son that's committed murder,
all
either.
Right.
And that girl. That cheap slut of a girl!
She does happen to be dead, in case you've forgotten.
I haven't forgotten, no.
Well, then.
I haven't forgotten that you were pregnant by you when she died, either. And I don't suppose I ever will.
No.
I mean, what did you see in a girl like that? A girl half your age.
I've told you.
You've told me nothing.
Pure sexual attraction. Pure unadulterated sex.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, and if you can't understand that, well, all right, perhaps you can't know.
I suppose she felt she were under an obligation since you'd helped her get her job.
Did she?
Obvious, isn't it? I mean, why did she leave if it weren't to get away from you?
She left. She just left. Kids that age, they get fed up easily.
They get fed up of being molested by men old enough to be their fathers.
I think you know that you want to get some things clear in your head. It's Alan that took her down that alley. Alan that did any molesting that were done, not me.
You weren't too far away, though.
I guess about 50 yards. Oh, God. I must have been out of my head.
Yes.
I mean, letting you persuade me, nag me, humiliating me into going to the cops.
It was your own conscience that made you go.
It sounded a lot like you then.
Well, don't you think you've done a duty? I mean, if he killed her, if he did it, don't you think you've a duty to speak up?
Why?
Why? Because you were a young girl. And he strangled her. That's why.
She was a cheap slot 2 minutes ago. I mean, it's not going to bring her back, is it?
Of course it's not.
It's just going to ruin his life as well. I mean, Alan's, to say not of Barris and Janice's. It's not going to do us a lot of good, either.
And so suppose you'd said nothing. I mean, what he's done once, he could do again.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think they were all, you know, premeditated about it. It's just one of them things.
One of them murders, yeah.
You know what I mean. I mean, he's not a bad lad. I mean, if you hadn't known about this, then you'd have said that it wasn't a bad lad.
And I'd have been wrong.
She led him on. Well, I count she led him on. Then probably changed her mind. Took the goods out of the window.
And that excuses it, does it?
No.
That makes it all right.
No.
No.
And suppose they still find him not guilty.
How can they?
Suppose.
They're not going to do, are they? You said that the police were sure that he's guilty.
Yeah, but a jury might not be.
They'll believe the police, won't they?
Suppose his defence is that he just found her there after she'd already been killed by somebody else. Supposing he says that he's on his way home, he goes for a walk round, sees the body, picks it up, finds she's dead. So he puts her down again and leaves her there.
Rubbish.
Why?
So why didn't he tell somebody?
Because he's scared.
All right, well, later then, when he'd been taken to police station, I mean, he was supposed to have been there for about 2 days, why didn't he tell them that then?
He's still too scared.
Oh!
He thinks that if he changes his story, then it'll make them suspect him all the more.
They can't suspect him any more than they do, can they?
Hey, listen, look, all I'm saying is if, for one reason or another, never mind that, but if they decide that he didn't do it, then you know that leaves well and truly in it, don't you?
Suppose you're going to say you, but I don't see why.
I was there! I mean, I've gone and told them I was there! And what's more, I had a motive.
What motive?
Well, the other one who keeps reminding me.
Oh.
She was pregnant.
Yes.
By me. Or so she said. By a married man who therefore had good reason for wanting to keep her mouth shut.
Tell me, Ron. Tell me, honestly.
What?
Did you go near her at all that night?
No.
Right then.
Of course I didn't. I didn't even know it were, did I?
Well, then there'll be no forensic...
Forensic evidence.
Right. They can't possibly accuse you of anything.
Now, they'll start wondering, though, won't they?
Well.
Everybody will. Neighbours, everybody. I tell you, when this is over, we're going to bloody Australia. Siggy.
Just tell me what you told police.
I told you.
That girl, Amanda, she phoned you. You told them that.
Yeah.
And?
And she said she was pregnant and I was the father and what was I going to do about it? Well, no, she didn't say that. No, she said she wanted to talk about it.
And you asked her when?
And she said then, that night. I had to go and see her there and then.
So, you concocted a cock and bull story for me to explain why you had to go dashing out of house at 11:30 on a Saturday night. I mean, I can corroborate all that.
You're my wife.
So?
I don't think it counts.
Well, it can't do any harm. So, then what did you tell him?
Well, she said that she'd just come back from a disco. Her parents were out. There was nobody in the house. She was all upset about having this kid and wanting to talk.
So you drove round?
I drove round here. She said she'd be waiting outside, only there was no sign of her. No lights on in the house, either. So, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to park.
In case Janice noticed car.
No, or Barry, either. So, I drove round the block. Then I noticed that there was somebody down the alleyway at the end. And I thought it might have been Amanda. I mean, perhaps she decided to wait there where nobody could see her. So, I stopped. Then I saw that it wasn't Amanda.
It were Alan.
Alan, yeah. He was bending over the body, touching it. And then he straightened up, looked round, and he ran off, down the other way. So I drove off.
And you're sure it were on? I mean, it were dark. This is what they're going to say, it were dark.
There are street lamps. It were a light night anyway.
So you're sure it was him?
I'm sure it weren't.
And they're going to want to know what he were doing, aren't they? I mean, you said he was touching her.
Yeah.
Well, how? I mean,
well, what? He just had his hands on her. I mean, it were about 40, 50 yards away.
Well, all right, but it was him. So long as we know it was him, then you're doing your duty telling them that.
Yeah.
Nobody can criticise you for that. You're just following the dictates of your own conscience.
That's what I'm doing, is it?
And whatever happens now, well, it's going to happen, isn't it? It's not something anybody can blame you for.
I must have dropped off. Though I don't know how I could have managed it with things going through my head. I got up and went downstairs. Barry weren't back. Ron and Pauline were still waiting.
Sit down, love.
How are you feeling, then?
Oh, how do you think she's feeling?
Well, I mean...
I'll make her something to eat, love, shall I? And a cup of tea.
I won't mind a cup of tea.
Right.
There's been no word.
No, not from Barry, no. Still, they say no news is good news, don't they?
I knew it weren't, though. Not this time. I just hoped I were wrong. I mean, I'd been wrong about enough things in my life. Why not about this? Anyway, we waited. Oof. Must have been another 2 hours. Sat there waiting.
Listen. What is it, love?
He's here.
I didn't hear.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, please, God.
Well, go and help him.
I'm going.
Oh, Pauline.
All right, love, try and keep calm.
Barry, hey, you look shot up.
I'll be all right.
Here.
Just look at that, take my time.
Barry, what's happened? What's happened to our Ryan?
Let him get sat down first, love.
Oh. All right, that's better.
Barry.
Can I get you?
Get us a whiskey.
Is that fine? I mean, considering...
If it's what he wants, yeah.
Oh, come on, Barry, tell us, will you?
Now, Jan, give him a chance to come too.
Cheers. Get us another...
Have they charged him, Barry, have they? Just tell us that, will you?
They have, yeah.
Charged him with it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There, get that down here.
They've charged him with murder? They charged our Alan with murdering that girl.
That's what you expected, isn't it?
Expected? It's what I was frightened of. It's what I was scared to death of, if that's what you mean.
Now, Jan.
What are we going to do? God in heaven. What are we going to do?
Be brave, love. Come on.
Oh, there's nought to do.
Is it that, that witness what's done it, is it?
Yeah.
That witness, you know, that the same.
No.
No.
No, they don't even know who he is.
Huh?
Served his purpose, though.
And what does that solicitor say?
Not a lot.
He's bloody useless. He's only a young lad. He's only about 30. I said he were no good from start. There must be somebody else. You must be able to get somebody better, Barry.
He reckons that there's a chance they might settle for manslaughter.
Manslaughter? Oh.
That's what he reckons.
Well, then whose side is he on? That'd still mean he were guilty, wouldn't it? Well, it'd still mean he'd killed her.
It is less,
though. Well, on somebody that's on his side, that believes he's innocent.
No chance. He's confessed.
No.
He killed her. He did it.
Oh, no. No. They must have made him say it. They must have made him. I thought you were going to look after him.
So did I.
Jan, I'm sure Barry's done all he could.
Well, it weren't enough then, were it?
Oh, come on.
It's definite, is it?
He's made a statement telling how he killed her.
No.
And signed it of his own free will.
No.
Yes! I shot it with her! He made a statement and I've seen it. I read it. And if I can believe it, then I'm bloody sure you can.
Poor lad.
You were crying. Just
crying. He wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't look at me.
Oh, Lord.
Take her upstairs. Go on, no. Take her up.
Yes, come on, love. There's nothing more you can do.
And you stop with her, won't you, Paulie?
I will.
She will.
Come on, love. You're going to have a lot to face tomorrow.
I thought I were prepared for it, but I weren't. Not to hear that my own son had committed murder. He must have been out of his mind. I mean, why? Why do a thing like that?
No, just lie down. I'll get you one of your tablets, shall I?
I'm sorry, Barry, I am. I'm for the lad, I mean.
He's dead. Finished. 18 years old and his life's finished. Yes. His whole life.
If it's manslaughter, though, I mean, it might not be that bad.
Yeah, I were ready to do out. Give out. Then they told me. He'd made this statement, saying he'd killed her. He put his hands on her throat and strangled the cheap little tart.
I mean, there's his age in that.
His mother knew, didn't she? She knew all right.
Oh, God, I don't face
even that copper looks sorry for me. Even that bastard.
It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, it is.
He'd had it banged to rights all along, that copper.
And this, this witness...
What about him?
Well, with that, what swung it like?
Oh, some fella in his car passing. Reckons he more or less saw it. Of course, I weren't having any of it. How much are you paying him? I said, what were the off-duty copper? Then solicitor came out with a copy of his statement. Showed it me.
So you don't even know this witness were?
Who needs him? Witnesses, evidence. All beside the point now, ain't it?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
See, he's written it all down. It's like a story, it is.
Yeah?
He met her at that disco. She wanted to talk to him, so they go for a walk and... She tells him that she's pregnant.
Oh?
And not by him, though.
No?
No, she wouldn't say who, so they... So they have their walk and go back inside.
Yeah.
Then later on, you know, his mates have gone off with some scrubbers. He sets off home by himself. He gets as far as end of this road. And then there she is, this stupid tart. She's out there hanging about, waiting for him. Well, waiting for someone anyway. And he's the first that turns up.
I see.
So they... They start talking again, and she starts chatting him up and asking him if he don't fancy her. Well, I mean, he's 18, so she says, come into the house, she says, her house. Well, there's nobody in, she says. But he won't. He says, no. So she says, well, let's go for a walk. So let's go down the lane there. So he goes with her down the lane, and you see, it's like a story, you know. You read it, it's like a kid's story.
Yeah.
Can you get something for me?
What? I mean,
out in the garage.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh, it's it's a case, like, you know, a brown leather case.
Yeah?
Only it's locked up and... as you go in, there's like a cupboard. It's red, painted red.
Yeah.
You want that key to open it, then inside you'll see this... brown leather case.
You want me to bring it?
Yeah, I'd bring it here.
Yeah, right.
Pauline. What? Me and Ron. Been having an affair.
Yes?
It's finished. Only I wanted to tell you. I mean, it were no. It were just... No.
No.
I wanted to tell you. I don't know why I did it. Just wanted a bit of fun. Suppose our Alan was same. Huh?
Oh, you found it then?
Yeah, your keys.
Ta.
You all right?
Oh, I just tried standing up. Shouldn't have done, that's all. Pass this case, then, eh?
Look, Buddy Mays.
What?
I opened it.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I know what's in it.
So do I. So what?
It's a gun.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just give it us, Ronnie.
Wait, you're not thinking of doing out dafter.
No. There's not daft about what I'm going to do.
I'm not going to let you, you know. You think I'm going to give you that and then walk out of it? No way, mate. No way.
Look, I just want it. I just need to know it's there.
What for?
Because I do. Look, if I were going to top myself, all I'd have to do is to try and run up a flight of stairs. I'd be dead before I got to the third step.
It's got no cartridges with it.
Right. So what do you think I'm going to do, eh? Use it to bash myself over the head. Give it here. Yeah.
Go on.
See, I just like it. Maybe I'm soft in head. Maybe I've been soft in head for a long time.
I'm not leaving you with it.
Hmm?
I'm telling you, I'm not going out of this room and leaving you with it.
Ah, it's been a while since I used this, you know. Too much work. Not enough time.
Yeah, another problem.
You ever done any?
Done. Oh, no, not shooting, no.
Well, you stand there with your gun, and you shout to let them know you're ready.
Yeah?
Then up it comes and... Oh, God, I can hardly lift it.
No way. Yeah,
but it's all in speed. Not like target shooting when you can spend half an hour lining it up. Just, this is all split seconds. You say the word, it's up, aim, and you've blasted the bugger.
You want to take it up again?
Yeah, happen I will.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I didn't finish story, did I?
Huh?
Our Alan's statement.
Well, no need,
is it? He went down the alleyway with her, just down far enough, and she starts sticking her hand in his pocket, you know, see if she can't bring him round to her way of thinking.
Yeah, well, it'll sort of be in his favour, won't it?
Only he still says no. No, I wouldn't have. And you wouldn't have, would you? But Alan says no. And you know why?
Well,
Because his mother's warned him, don't touch her, she might have diseases. She has a reputation. If you don't catch her diseases, you'll catch a reputation. And he listens to that sort of thing, does Alan? He takes notice of his mother.
Yeah.
Only she doesn't like that, the little tart. Seems she might be easily pulled, but she's easily offended as well. And if she's making offers, then she expects them to be taken up, so she starts mouthing off at him. Giving him some choice mouthfuls of what she thinks about someone who don't want to screw her.
I see. Hey!
What? Oh, these cartridges. Yeah. I got them from the sideboard while you're going to collect gun for me.
Come on, buddy. What do you think you're doing, eh?
Stop there.
Hey, no, come on.
I haven't finished story yet.
John? Johnny!
Aye, all right, let's have her in as well. Let her hear it as well. Why not?
What do you think you're going to do with that gun, Barry, eh?
Ron?
He's got a...
What's he doing? Barry?
Oh, no. What are you doing with that?
Just shut up and listen.
Is it loaded?
Loaded, yes.
For God's sake!
No, I'm telling you why. Why he killed her. What happened. What she said that made him grab her, made him want to do out to shut her up.
What?
When he wouldn't give her what she wanted. What she said... She said that he weren't as randy as his mother. Didn't have his mother's fondness for it.
Oh, no. No, Barry.
You see, living on the road, out of work for the past 2 months, she's had a lot of time on her hands, Amanda has. Time to watch from her window and see all that's been going on.
Hey, no, Barry.
She'd seen you two going at it. Twice. Three times a week, regular as clockwork.
No, Barry, I swear... No, she'd got it wrong, hadn't you, Jan? All wrong, that.
And that's why he killed her?
Why he did for her, yeah. To stop her going on about his mother's dirty ways. Stop her telling tales. That's why he grabbed her round her throat and squeezed. And now, his own life's wasted. It's finished.
He's going to shoot us all.
No, Barry, please, please.
Oh, you killed him!
He didn't, though. He let gun fall. And he just... Well... He started to cry. In the end, I put my hand out to him. And he took it. And we just stood there, like that, holding hands. Funny thing were, I felt closer to him then than I ever had.
In The Maroon Cortina by Peter Whalley, Barry was played by Don Henderson, Janice by Linda Rook, Ron, Geoffrey Hinsliff, Pauline, Kate Fitzgerald, Curtis, Colin Meredith, and Alan by Joe Searby. The play was directed in Birmingham by Philip Martin.
Well, Mama, she done told me.